Welcome back to the Dino Den with Topsy and friends. I'm so glad you're here. Are you ready for today's adventure? Then let's stomp on in.
She cupped it in her hand like a secret and whispered, "Friends, come see."
Welcome back to the Dino Den with Topsy and friends. I'm Maggie, and I'm so glad you're here. Are you ready for another cozy adventure? Then let's stomp on in. Big adventures start with little steps.
Rexy tiptoed over, peering with his big, kind eyes. "Ooh," he breathed when he saw the tiny thing.
Tank came barreling out with muddy toes and a grin, humming a silly march. He planted himself, looked at the seed, and announced, "This looks important, like treasure for the garden."
Mama T-Rex appeared with a tiny trowel and a smile. London brought a soft cloth to wipe the porch. Everyone gathered close and wondered, what might this little seed become? They decided to plant it right beside the porch, where the sun could say hello every morning. Rexy dug a small, careful hole, just the size for such a tiny guest. Topsy tucked the seed in with the gentlest finger she had. "There you go," she whispered. Tank gave the soil an encouraging pat and cheered softly. "You can do it, little seed." They watered the spot just enough so the dirt smelled warm and chocolatey, not too much so the seed wouldn't swim away. Topsy made up a tiny watering song and sang in a little voice. "Drop by drop we help you grow, tiny seed we love you so."
The others joined with quiet claps. It sounded like little rain in a cup. They smiled, soft and proud.
Days slipped by like pages in a picture book. Sometimes the rain returned, and the den made a tiny leaf umbrella to keep the spot snug. Once, a curious robin hopped close and pecked at the edge. So Tank did a silly shoo with a tiny growl and a bow, and the robin flew off, looking rather offended.
Waiting felt big. Topsy would sit and stare at the patch of earth, as if watching a movie only she could see. She wanted to dig and peek, but Mama T-Rex knelt and said, "Gentle care is patient care."
So Topsy waited. She watered softly, hummed the watering song, and told the seed about puddles and clouds, and the sunset that looked like melted taffy. One morning, there were muddy footprints right through the patch. Oh no, the friends had been playing hop rock, and one little slip made a mess. Rexy looked down and said, "I messed it up." London simply knelt and patted fresh soil back into place. "That's okay," she said. "We can try again together." They hummed the watering song and smoothed the dirt like a tiny blanket. Waiting kept teaching them. It was a kind of work that didn't feel loud, more like a gentle promise. "We'll keep watching. We'll keep caring." The days smelled of grass and toast and the den's laughter. Then, one quiet morning, when the world smelled like toast and promise, Topsy noticed a tiny green point lifting from the soil. It was so small it might have been a wish. "Look," she breathed. Everyone tiptoed. The sprout was a single blade of green, curving like a little question mark. It was almost as small as a mustard seed you could hold on your fingertip. So tiny and brave.
Tank did a quiet stomp of joy and let out a giggle that made the others smile without moving their lips. Mama T-Rex breathed, "Isn't it amazing what a small seed can do?"
Topsy hugged the air and said, "It grew because we cared and waited together." All at once, they understood something they hadn't needed a long lesson to learn. Small things, small hands, small songs, tiny water drops, add up.
You know, Jesus talked about a little mustard seed like this. It was easy to miss, but with time and care, it grew and helped others. That picture helps us remember that even tiny acts of kindness or a small bit of faith can become something big for someone else. we don't have to be loud to make a difference. They didn't need to be told the lesson. They saw it with their own eyes. The sprout leaned toward the sun because they watered it, sang for it, and covered it gently when storms came. Their little acts stacked together like puzzle pieces until a picture appeared.
That afternoon, they had a tiny picnic to celebrate. Berry crumbs, leaf sandwiches, and a round of the watering song that sounded like a lullaby for growing things. They laughed and shared stories about the smallest brave things they'd seen.
Before we finish, I want to ask you something. Have you ever done a tiny thing that helped someone else? Maybe you lent a crayon, shared a snack, or waited patiently for a friend. Those are seeds, too.
If you'd like to try a little activity at home, ask an adult to plant a seed with you. Water it just a bit each day, say a kind word, and watch what happens. Tell a grown-up about the story of Jesus and the mustard seed if you'd like to learn more together.
Thanks for joining us in the Dino Den today. Have you ever helped a friend like Tank did, or waited patiently like Topsy? What tiny thing will you try to help grow this week? Talk with a parent or teacher about it, and maybe plant a seed together.
Subscribe to the Dino Den so you don't miss our next cozy adventure. Keep wondering, keep growing.
Until next time, God loves you more than you can imagine. Thanks for listening.
Today's adventure may be over, but your next one is just beginning. Thanks for joining us in the Dino Den with Topsy and friends. Keep wondering, keep growing, and remember, God loves you more than you can imagine. See you next time in the Dino Den!